You see a man with his eyes set, his head on a bias line, his teeth anchored like a mule. Well, you know, he'd just soon hang your guts on a fence post to say great day in the morning. Well, he a gunfighter. Proud and feared of nothing. Because ain't nothing walk on this earth he gotta bow down to. Hmm? Not a man don't tip his hat, not a boy don't know his name. And ain't no place he ain't welcome. Because when the gunfighter around, trouble just naturally stay away, huh?
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, February 19th, 2020. Today is the birthday of American film and television actor Lee Marvin, born in New York City in 1924. He was the son of Lamont Waltman Marvin, an advertising executive and later the head of the New York and New England Apple Institute, and Courtney Davidge Washington, a fashion and beauty writer. Like his elder brother Robert, he was named in honor of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, who was his first cousin four times removed. His father was a direct descendant of Matthew Marvin Sr., who emigrated from England in 1635 and helped establish the city of Hartford, Connecticut. Lee Marvin studied the violin when he was young. As a teenager, he also became an accomplished hunter of wild game in the then uncharted Everglades. He attended Manumit School, a Christian boarding school in Pawling, New York, in the late 30s, and later he attended St. Leo College Prep School, a Catholic institution in St. Leo, Florida, after being expelled from several other schools for his bad behavior. He left school at 18 to enlist in the United States Marine Corps Reserve on August 12, 1942. He served with the 4th Marine Division in the Pacific Theater during the Second World War. He was wounded in action on June 18, 1944, during the Battle of Saipan, in which most of his company were casualties. He was hit by machine gun fire, which severed his sciatic nerve, and then hit again in the foot by a sniper. After over a year of medical treatment in naval hospitals, Marvin was given a medical discharge. After the war, while working as a plumber's assistant at a local community theater in upstate New York, he was asked to replace an actor who had fallen ill during rehearsals. This led to his catching the acting bug, and he got a job with the company at a whopping $7 a week. He then moved to Greenwich Village and used the GI Bill to study at the American Theater Wing. Known for his distinctive voice and premature white hair, Marvin initially appeared in supporting roles, playing mostly villains, soldiers, and other hard-boiled characters. One of his most notable film projects was Cat Ballou in 1965, a comedy western in which he played dual roles. For portraying both gunfighter Kid Chalene and criminal Tim Strawn, he won the Academy Award for Best Actor, along with a BAFTA Award, a Golden Globe, and the Silver Bear for Best Actor. As a decorated combat veteran, Marvin was a natural in war movies, where he frequently assisted the director and other actors in realistically portraying infantry movement, arranging costumes, and the use of firearms. Marvin was a Democrat who opposed the Vietnam War, and he publicly endorsed John F. Kennedy in the 1960 presidential election. In 1971, he was sued by his girlfriend, Michelle Triola. The two had lived together from 1965 to 1970. Although they never married, she sought financial compensation similar to that available to spouses under California's alimony and community property laws. The result was the celebrated Palimony case, Marvin versus Marvin. Lee Marvin died of a heart attack on August 29, 1987, at age 63, and he was buried with full military honors at Arlington National Cemetery. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 19th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.